Just outside the entrance to the Los Angeles Harbor at San Pedro, a strange adventure is nearing a climax. The stolen Euclidean submarine with the Gregory party on board is racing across the Catalina Island Channel. And another Euclidean submarine, filled with scientists from the Magic Island, is hanging grimly to the Gregory boat by means of a magnetic beam. Joan is at the controls as total darkness covers the channel. The time draws near for their attempt to escape from the submarine.
Hey, Joan, we're picking up a little speed.
We do seem to be moving faster, Jerry. Why is that, Joan?
It is barely possible that the magnetic beam of the following submarine is weakening slightly.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. They've used that thing continuously for 7 hours. How about our getting the magnetic bombs back to them if that beam gets too weak?
Do not worry about that, Captain Bradford. The magnetic bombs will follow a line of electrical impulse no matter how weak.
Then we are absolutely sure we can hold that boat helpless when we're ready to escape from this one?
Yes, Mother.
What's our position now, Joan?
We are nearly to the point you have established for Johnson to meet us with his sailboat, Captain.
How near?
We will reach the midway point between the breakwater and Catalina Island in less than 120 seconds.
2 minutes? Boy, let's do something about getting ready.
Yes, Joan, you haven't explained those escape chambers we're going to use.
The explanation is very simple. Jerry, will you please open one of those four large cylinders just forward of this compartment?
You mean we're going to get inside those little tanks?
Precisely. The covers are not locked. They will swing open easily.
Oh, okay, if you say so.
Now, Mother, if you and the captain will step over there near Jerry, I will make the explanation from here, as I must remain at the controls to stabilize our boat and release the magnetic bombs the instant we are in position.
Very well, Joan. Come on, Pat.
I'm a little nervous, Tex. This is getting very near the end of our journey.
Only the beginning of Magic Island, though. Wait till we go back and with some help and take the island away from old G-47.
It would be well to get out of here first, if you will allow me to explain these escape cells.
Go to it, Joan, and keep still, Jerry.
I'm still.
One moment. All hold firmly to your stations. I must now release the magnetic bombs. I think 2 would prove sufficient. However, I will use 4 to guarantee our safety.
Is that all there is to it, John?
That is all. The bombs have been released. In a few seconds, that magnetic beam will be broken.
Then we can make our escape from this boat.
Hey! What's going on here?
We're being tossed around.
I will take care of that.
Those bombs sure traveled half a mile and nothing flat.
Gee, did you ever hear so much quiet so quick?
You cannot hear quiet, Jerry.
Maybe not, Joan, but that silence was certainly sudden.
What happened, Joan, dear?
The moment we were released from that magnetic beam, our submarine started to spurt forward, and not wishing to run beyond the position of our meeting with Johnson's surface boat, I used all reverse jets. We are now stationary and will remain stabilized at this point.
Is Johnson due over us now?
Right this minute.
Well, then let's hurry and get up to him. I'd like to try being on top of the water for a while.
I will now explain the escape cells.
Joan, is it safe for you to leave the controls?
The submarine will not move from this spot.
Sure got these boats trained.
I told you to open these cells, Jerry.
Oh, I got excited and forgot it, I guess.
You just lift these covers off, Joan?
They will not lift off. Open them toward the shell of the submarine, in this manner. Each of you open your own.
There's mine.
Mine's open.
And there is mine.
Now we will need to work very rapidly. No one knows how great a margin of time we may have before the Euclideans find a way to interfere.
Well, we're listening.
We must all take our places in these cells at once. If you watch me enter this one, you may all duplicate the action. Place your foot here, then step up here. Raise your weight by these holds on the shell, so. And lower your body into the cylinder, as I am doing. This is the final position.
Well, it's slightly more acrobatic than anything I've attempted for some time. But I think I can make it.
Oh, sure you can, Mrs. Gregory. Look, it's like this.
Yes, you move a little faster than I can, Jerry.
And much faster than I can.
Well, I'm in.
Right with you, son.
And I think, yes, I've made it at last.
There sure isn't any room to spare in these tin cans.
You will have ample room. Now, listen carefully. The procedure is this. We will ascend one at a time. You will find a small valve directly in front of your chest. With that, you may regulate the speed of your rise. Opening the valve wider accelerates the rate of speed. When you reach the surface, open the cover of the cell as it is now. And if the water is smooth enough, you may leave them open. Otherwise, keep them closed and watch through the ports for our rescuer.
Suppose you go first, Joan, and show us how it's done.
No, you will go first, Captain. I want you to be in a position to take charge of the rescue work with Johnson.
Right, Joan.
We will all close the covers of our cells. I will close mine last, so that I may open the valve flooding the submarine and opening the locks above us. You will leave first, Captain. You next, Mother. Then you, Jerry, and I will follow, after making sure the submarine is properly flooded so that it may not be easily moved from this spot.
Well, here I go. Good luck, everybody.
Oh, good luck, Tex.
See you on top, folks.
Hurry, we are losing time. Close your covers so that I may flood these locks and release us.
Smooth anyway. Not a soul in sight.
Tex, is that you, Tex?
Yes, Pat.
Do you see anything of Johnson?
Hey, anybody else floating around here?
Not so loud, Jerry.
It's impossible to swim with these things.
Just stay where you are for a minute.
Well, where's Joan?
I don't know.
Did you hear that?
Johnson.
Over here, Johnson.
Coming right up.
I still don't see Joan anywhere.
What could have happened?
Now, take it easy. She said she had to stay a few seconds behind us to make sure the sub flooded.
I'm getting worried about her, Tex.
Ready to come aboard?
Yes, Johnson, thanks. I'll have to hang onto the gunwale and let this steel cylinder sink out from under me as I flood it.
We've got room for them here. If you want to keep one for study.
Don't dare. Magnetism. Tell you all about it later. Here I come.
You can reach Mrs. Gregory over the stern. And I'll swing the bow around to catch young Hall.
Go to it. Now, coming up, Pat. Can you reach the valve to flood that thing?
Yes, Tex. I'm all ready. But where's Joan?
We'll take care of that later. Here, give me your hand. Now, open that valve up. Now, hang on to my hand.
Ready, Hall?
As soon as I flood this tin can.
Oh, Tex. Back on a real wooden boat at last. And in our own friendly waters.
You're all set now, Pat.
But, Tex, where's Joan?
Hey! Come here, quickly! Tex! Mrs. Gregory! Get over here, quick!
Must have seen something.
What is it, Jerry?
Roll for that dark spot, quick! I'll help you.
What did you see, Jerry?
I don't know, but something came up out of the water, and it didn't look like one of those escape cylinders.
Joan. Oh, Joan.
Take it easy, Pat.
Here I am.
Where is Joan? And she's all right.
Oh, sure she's all right. That girl can take care of herself.
I'll say she can. Here, let me give you a hand aboard here, Joan.
Yes, Captain.
Not hurt, are you, Joan?
No, Mother. I'm not hurt. But my cylinder was caught by the magnetic bombs.
Hey, then how did ours get away?
I released the balance of the bombs in order to ensure the stabilization of our boat. And the magnetic force spread more rapidly than I had counted on. It nearly stopped me.
And you mean to say you had to get out of that cylinder underwater and come up without it?
To be sure I did.
Well, that's a little too close. But we're all here. How about getting back home, Johnson?
Well, I think we can make about 6 knots in this breeze with nothing but sail.
We'll get it on as fast as you can.
Come on, Jerry. I can use you. No room for a crew on the small boat.
Tex, do you think we'll make it to shore?
Well, if Joan's right about how long those magnetic bombs will hold that other boat powerless, I don't see how we can be stopped.
That other boat will be stationary for approximately 2 hours. And their radio will be paralyzed for an even longer time.
That means we can make the shore, Tex. Even at 6 knots, we can make it in 2 hours easily.
Looks like we've done all right, Pat. And we owe everything, all of it, to Joan.
I did only what I had been trained to do, Captain.
That Euclidean training is mighty good, whether we like it or not.
It's almost too good.
Well, We're on our way to the mainland. We got all the sail up.
If you don't mind, I'd like to sit back here and check up on what it's all about, Captain. I can handle the tiller from here.
By all means, Johnson. Sit in. Now that we have time for it, a lot of thanks for some fine work all through this.
We're more than grateful, Johnson. You've been splendid.
It was like the old days with the captain. I enjoyed every minute of it. Though I must admit it did look pretty black there at times.
Oh, well, we've been in some mighty tight places since we left you at the same dock we're heading for now.
Oh, Johnson. I'm sorry, Joan. Johnson, this is Joan.
Well, young lady, I'm certainly glad to meet you.
It is a pleasure, Mr. Johnson. I am very happy to meet the man who can make up code messages with the captain extemporaneously and who always has a boat in the right place at the right time.
Well, not always, Joan. We came out right this time, and I'm certainly glad your mother found you.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I think I'd better take charge and acquaint Johnson with some of the things we're up against and get his story on this Euclidean who located our home radio station.
We'll all keep still, Tex. Go ahead.
Well, in the first place, Johnson, there's another submarine down there near ours. They hung on to us with a magnetic beam, and Joan paralyzed their boat with magnetic bombs. But that won't last forever. And when they get free, we can look for trouble. Not only that, but some musical genius on the island has figured out how to transmit musical notes which will wreck those boats. He nearly hit us a couple of times.
Hey! What's that noise?
The boat is rocking badly.
Feels like we're over a volcano.
I know. Octavo has found a musical note. Our submarine is being attacked. Those are the compressed air tanks exploding.
We didn't get out of that boat any too soon.
Golly, whiskers!